Oh, I'm just under arrest. What, they're paying you off? What? What?
21-year-old Arlene Martinez, a cadet at the Arizona Western College Law Enforcement Academy, is going through something called the Red Man Training, a series of realistic training scenarios that test her decision-making skills under pressure.
How about you go talk to them? What?
I am going to talk to him, but I need to talk to him.
Oh, but you're
going to
arrest me first?
Sir, stop walking.
You know what?
Martinez is 5'4" tall and weighs 120 pounds. Her instructor, a seasoned Yuma police officer, plays the role of an aggressive and potentially violent suspect. He towers over Martinez and makes for an intimidating opponent. Martinez is one of 12 students in the academy at AWC. This is the end of the defense training course, but candidates have another 6 months of classes. Martinez says it's all worth it if she reaches her goal of becoming an officer, and she wants to set a good example for her daughter.
Being a police officer, I can help. I can keep her safe, keep the community where she's going to grow up safe. And it's just something like, I don't know, it was a calling for me to come over here.
But fewer and fewer people share that calling. A decline of interest in police work has many law enforcement agencies across the nation struggling to recruit new hires like Martinez. Richard Colwell, a veteran police officer and director of AWC's Law Enforcement Training Academy, says part of it may be a result of the image of police presented in the media.
But I have to think that part of the decline in the interest has to do with, is it really worth being a policeman nowadays? You're going to be out there trying to do your job and everybody's going to question what you're doing. Some people don't want to do that.
Colwell says applicants to his academy in Yuma has remained steady, but academies and agencies in other states has been struggling. The December issue of the Police Chief magazine reports more than 80% of the nation's 17,000 law enforcement agencies, large and small, have police officer positions that they cannot fill. Agencies in Arizona are working hard to recruit successful applicants now that they are bouncing back from the recession and have the green light to hire. According to the Arizona Sheriff's Association, the Department of Public Safety has roughly 100 open positions. The Phoenix Police Department is looking to fill over 300 positions in the next 3 years. But as hiring pools in the Phoenix metro area have become leaner, officers seeking a lateral move have an advantage, and that's impacting law enforcement agencies in other parts of the state. Yuma Police Chief John Leakin says in 2015, his department lost 33 of its officers, and most of them left for better pay.
And what we found is that the salaries in Yuma seem to be down at the bottom, especially in cities of 50,000 and above, and we fall in that category. And oftentimes, we were even down towards the bottom in communities of less than 50,000, too, which was concerning.
Other agencies are getting creative in order to recruit and retain officers. The city of Flagstaff will match up to $7,000 for police officers who want to put a down payment on a house. Tucson Police Department is pushing to hire more veterans. Chief Leakin says the Yuma Police Department is working to bring back incentives like education reimbursement or bilingual pay.
Even though pay and benefits is an issue to them, that's the last thing on their mind when they go out on the road. It's the passion of the profession that then takes over for them.
Cadet Arlene Martinez and her fellow recruits at the AWC Academy are just beginning their journey into possible law enforcement careers. Martinez says she understands both the dangers and the issues involved in police work, but she still wants to protect and serve.
Knowing that every day I can go home and I made a difference in the city I'm living in, that, for me, that's a reward. It doesn't have to be money-wise.
For KAWC News, I'm Stephanie Sanchez.
A 6'2", 200-pound man. Can you check for warrants?
Copy.
Sponsored for warrants.